It's Mind Dump Monday. What's going on, guys? Bobby Walker here with Journey of a New Entrepreneur. Excited to come back to you, and this time solo. And honestly, it's been a while. It's been, can you say too much of a while? It's been too long since I've been able to just sit down, do a podcast by myself, share what's on my mind, and frankly connect with you guys. So thank you for tuning in to a special Mind Dump Monday episode. This one's getting out a little later than I would like. In the future, they should be coming out on Monday mornings, but nonetheless, here we are, and I hope you guys are doing good. I want to give a real brief, quick shout out to the new show sponsor, Jill's Office. You guys go to jillsoffice.com. They're freaking awesome. If you've been listening to the show, you've heard Michelle and Kaylin, who's been doing a little intros and giving me a little bit of a hard time about being a bald dude, but I can't blame him. This head is gorgeous. It's bald. It's beautiful, and you're welcome, ladies. That's all I got to say. But Jill's Office, we've used them for a long time, and go to jillsoffice.com. You can check them out. I use them in my pressure washing company. We use them as overflow. We also use them in our maid service, which is a little bit smaller, so we kind of need a little extra help there. And yeah, I can't recommend them enough. I was a customer of theirs before they were a sponsor of mine. So jillsoffice.com, check them out. And don't forget ResponsiBid, the best sales platform on the planet. You can go to jnebid.com to check them out. But that's really not what this is about today. I wanted to talk to you guys about SMDs. And I'm probably, let's just face facts. I can't just get one thing out. Like, I have a hard time even just focusing on one thing, much less limiting myself to only talking about one thing. But I want to talk about SMDs, and they were kind of the first system that we really implemented in our business, and the first one that really, really impacted us significantly. I probably implemented some other systems, but that was like the biggie for us, okay? The first biggie, I should say. And then I'll probably mind dump on you guys, just kind of word vomit or thought vomit. And I know that sounds appealing, so I hope you're not eating dinner while I say that. And then we'll go from there. I might talk a little bit about, you know, my new chapter in life and some of the things that I'm doing and what I'm passionate about and who I want to be when I grow up and all that stuff. But let's get into it. SMDs. What are they? Well, I'm glad you asked. They stand for Sacred Marketing Days. And what they do is they overcome the revenue roller coaster that many of us experience when we first start our business. So I'm definitely going to be speaking to the newer guys out there. But if this is something that you haven't quite, you know, a nut that you haven't quite cracked yet, you might have a more established business. Maybe you've been doing it for a while and you're still saying, man, my revenue's high and then it's low. And it's like every month it's the opposite. If that's the case, this is probably going to help you. And it's going to be a pretty short and sweet little lesson as to how it works and how you can implement it. And the beautiful thing is you can implement this in your business tomorrow. Now, let me tell you the problem that it solves. I think I just did. It's that revenue roller coaster. But I can tell you based off my experience, both in my service business, our first one, our second one, we had already learned this lesson. But we experienced this in my service business. And as I've been on coaching calls with people for, you know, over the last few years, just dealing, you know, helping them deal with things. This is a very, very common thing. So here's how it works. You start your business, and when you start it, you don't have any work, right? You know, you just started the dang thing. So what do? You go out, you pound the pavement, you do that boots on the ground marketing or bog marketing, and, you know, you're knocking on doors, you're passing out flyers, you're posting all the free stuff you can online to market in the Facebook groups, you're going to the networking events, you're hounding your family and your friends and all that stuff. And then what happens is after a week or two or three of doing that and kind of finding your voice there, you start to get some work. And then you book up for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, or if you're lucky, 4 weeks. And then you do a whole lot of work. And all of a sudden you're thinking, I've taken over the world. Oh my God, I figured it out. I cracked the code. And then unfortunately what happens is when all that work's done, well, we're back at the bottom of that roller coaster ride because we were working, but we weren't marketing. right? So we started out the business. We had no work, so we had all this time, and we were doing the market thing. Then when we started doing all the work, we didn't have any time for our marketing. So when all the work was done, all that money that we had just made, we don't actually get to like invest it too much into the business, because now we got to live on that money because we don't have any more work on the schedule. And it's just this sick cycle that it just goes up and down and up and down. And I remember my first 4 months in the business, you know, month number one, I think we did like 5,000 in revenue. And then in month number two, we did about 10,000 in revenue. It was like 9,800 if I remember right. And then in month number three, we did like 5,000 or 4,000 in revenue again. And then in month number four, we broke 10,000 in revenue, you know. And then in month number five, I think we did like 2,800 in revenue, which was a very painful month. And as a matter of fact, that was the month where I learned this lesson. And the lesson's simple, it's easy, and the answer is sacred marketing days. So what you do when you're, especially when you're first starting out, is you say, okay, I have no work on the schedule, so I'm going to be marketing every day right now. But once we start booking up work, let's say if you had 7 days of work that you've sold all of a sudden because of these marketing efforts, because you know what? Because you are not a bitch. You're the captain of your own ship, and you've got out there and you rolled your sleeves up. You got dirty and you made things happen. You killed it. You drug it home, and now it's time to clean this thing and cook it. So now you're out there, you know, doing your deliverable. Maybe you're cleaning the thing, or maybe you're doing the pest control, or maybe you're fixing the roof, whatever it may be, right? Well, when you're done doing all that work, or it's also ADHD Monday, folks. I already established that part. So you've done all the work. You're down, you're up, you're down, you're up. But the way we solve that with these sacred marketing days is from day one, you need to pick like 3 days in your week. Now, I think what Caleb and I did, and I can't remember for sure, but I think we did like Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays, or maybe we did Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I don't remember for sure. But we picked three specific days, and we said, okay, while we're booking work. Now, remember, this was that month, one, two, three, four, I think it was month five, we had done like $2,800. So the following month, we had said, okay, these 3 days, we are not booking work on no matter what. No matter what. So as we were doing our marketing efforts every day, as we started selling jobs, we would schedule them around those 3 days. Let's just call it Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So we would not book a job on any of those days. But here's why we call them sacred marketing days, is you have to keep them open for marketing even if somebody has to schedule on one of those days. Now you might say, Bob, that's crazy. I mean, you're just dying on the hill of principle here. And I'm going to say, no, I'm not dying on the hill of principle. I'm dying on the hill of business health here. I'm dying on the hill of, I'm not sprinting. I'm in a marathon here. And we did lose a few jobs, not a lot. I mean, I don't remember exactly, but emotionally, my emotional memory was, you know, we probably lost 2 or 4 or 5. I mean, it was not very many. But we had a small handful of jobs where people said, I have to have it on one of these days. And there was nothing that we could do to get them to get around it. Maybe they had a requirement from their HOA or, I don't know. I just, it's been so stinking long. But that was worth it for us because we started doing that and we instantly fixed our marketing, our revenue roller coaster thanks to SMDs. Now, here's what happened is, that was in month, what was it? That was June. I do remember that of 2017, which we started our business in February. So that was month five. So in July, I really don't remember July too much, but it was a pickup from June. And then in August, you know, we went from June, we had like $2,800 in sales. And I think in that August, I think we booked like 17,000, and I'm going off memory, so don't shoot me if I'm lying. You know, I'm not lying. I could be a little wrong here, but I think we booked like 17K in August, right? And the beauty is then in September, we beat that. I think we had, you know, we booked over, maybe we didn't book over 20. I think October was our first 20K month, and then November was our first 30. So, you know, we had August, it was about 17. September, who freaking knows? But the beauty is, we no longer had that roller coaster ride. We now just had this trajectory going up. Now, there are still ebbs and flows as you're in growth mode. You know, so, you know, January for us is historically a bad month, but every January was always better than the January before, right? And anyway, so we get through August and then we get through September, and now we're just in this constant growth mode. We're off of that roller coaster. Well, in October, we had money now. You know, we had some money. We had built the business up to $20,000 a month in revenue, and we were only using flyers to make it happen. And the reason we were able to do so was because of the sacred marketing days, our SMDs, okay? And then at that point, we were able to start doing paid marketing. We started doing AdWords, and did a little of this. You know, we experimented on some things. We've been doing AdWords consistently. And, the sky's just been the limit for us ever since. And then we didn't even need to do the SMDs because we were able to pay, you know, that virtual person, that Google ad out there to keep marketing for us 24/7. So that's the entire concept. There's a little bit of babbling in there, a little bit of rambling in there, but I think you guys get what I'm getting at. So if you've been on that marketing roller coaster, you need to commit to some SMDs. So pick 3 days in your week, make them sacred. Nothing trumps them. And then all the work that you book gets booked around those days. And then when you no longer have to do that boots on the ground marketing, once you kind of dig out of that, or maybe you don't ever stop boots on the ground marketing, but at that point you've been able to scale, you've been able to put technicians in the field, they're doing the work, and now you get to focus on the marketing and the sales, and you don't have to worry about those sacred days, because you can now do them every day. And that's when your business really starts to take off. So SMDs, I'm going to be posting this in the No Bitch Zone Facebook group, which if you're not in it, go get in it. I may post it on my personal page and all that stuff, but let me know your thoughts. You know, if you listen to this episode, go to the No Bitch Zone Facebook group. It's called JNE, No Bitch Zone. Get in there. Let me know if you're doing this. Call your shot. Make a commitment to yourself and make a public proclamation that says, I'm going to keep these days sacred because my business is worth this health and this growth, and I'm worth having a business that's growing and healthy, and I'm going to commit to this. And you can call me a bitch if I schedule a job on one of those days, because I'm going to come in here and admit to it. But I know that ain't going to happen, because you're going to hold yourself accountable. Now, so there's your freebie, guys. There you go. You know, take that, go cash those checks. You're welcome. I want to talk a little bit just kind of about me and where I'm at in life. I'm not going to talk a lot, much of any about like the mental health thing. I think you guys kind of have understood, and I will talk about that some more. I'm going to be, you know, preaching mental health, shouting it from the rooftops, you know, forever for one reason. I was in the pit. I was in a pit of despair, you know, that valley of the shadow of death. And it was the loneliest, darkest, most hopeless, and it was the most painful experience of my life. And the reason I'm always going to talk about this is I just don't want to leave people behind, because it was lonely. It was painful. And it was lonely when I had a support staff. I have an amazing family. I've got amazing friends. And even in that, it still feels lonely. So I'm always going to be talking about it. But the J&E podcast is not a mental health podcast. So even though I'm going to be talking about the subject, and I'll always discuss this with my guests, and there's been a big emphasis on it as I've come back onto the show, because I had to deal with my demons, you know, and I had to deal with my mental health. So it's been really fresh on my mind, and that's why the subject's been there. But that's not what the podcast is going to be. It's still going to be about the journey of a new entrepreneur. Okay. And I'll tell you, it's funny. Here I am a few years into doing the J&E thing. I think my YouTube channel has been around for about 5 years now or something like that. And I've had people before say, Bobby, this is a bunch of bullcrap. You're not a new entrepreneur anymore. And I would argue at 5 years, that's definitely still a new entrepreneur. But, even by the strictest definition, in my opinion. But I don't think that name's ever going away because, you know, in life, we're always growing. Well, we're growing or we're regressing. You know, you really don't stay stagnant is regressing, really, right? You never stay in one spot. We're either growing in life or we're going backwards. And when you're growing, you know, I'll say this, I'll challenge you. If you don't feel like you're new at what you're doing, I would say look inward because you've probably hit a place of non-growth. You've probably hit a ceiling and maybe you didn't even realize it. But the fix for you is not, you know, quote unquote, just pushing through the ceiling, but the fix is to look inward to grow and to get there. And when you do that, you always feel new. I do anyway, you know, no matter how long I go, it's like, you know, when you're in first grade, you know, you feel like a first grader, you know, you feel like you're new in school. Well, when you get to second grade, you feel like a big kid for like the first, you know, few days or maybe it's just a few hours or maybe it's a few weeks. But next thing you know, the third and fourth graders, they look really big. And all of a sudden you feel really small. Right. And then when you're in eighth grade, you know, it's like you're at the top of the hill in junior high. But then you see the high schoolers and they look really big. And then when you're a senior in high school, you think you're like the king of the world. And then when you turn 30, you realize, it's just a child. Our personal lives and entrepreneurship is the same way, at least in my experience. So we're always going to be the Journey of a New Entrepreneur podcast, and we're always going to be the home of the No Bitch Zone because captains live in this place. But, I don't even know my point. So I'll go to a new subject now. It's late, guys. It's been a long day for me. But I think I was talking about the depression stuff and how this is the new entrepreneur podcast. That's what I was getting at. So no edits. You get to see my moderate to severe adult ADHD on full display here. And then but what I do want to talk about is this new chapter in my life. In my service businesses, I now have people running them. The one that I'm most involved in is, because the maid service, when I say it's mine, it's my wife and my daughter. That's their thing. Let's say I advise them, you know, I'm a consultant with them. I own 5% of their business, virtually nothing. But in my business that started out as the window cleaning company and then pressure washing, we now call it a home service business because we've added landscape lighting and we're going to continue to add services strategically and hopefully in a very healthy way. You know, we're going to master one before we bring on the next. But I've got people running it now. You know, I've got Jahira, Jay or Jahira, which Jay, if you listen to this, shout out to you, you badass. But we got Jahira, who's the general manager. I've got Ricardo, who's been with us for probably close to 5 years now, you know, 4+ years. Ricardo has been a technician with us and he's now running operations. And then my son, Caleb, who's handling all the sales and all that stuff. And then him and Jay are tag teaming on the marketing. So, I don't know. It was a couple months ago or so. I'm not a detail guy. It was 2 months, 10 months. I don't know. Something like that. I think it was close to 3 months ago. Without a plan, honestly, this had been rattling around in my head a bit, but I showed up to our leadership meeting one Tuesday because that's all I do now. You know, now it's all I do is I go into our leadership meetings on Tuesdays and meet with the team, and then I leave for the rest of the week. But I got up that morning, and I kind of started thinking to myself, you know, I think it's time for me to step out of this. And there's a lot to that. Maybe I'll be able to unpack. We'll see. Maybe I'll unpack all of that here on this episode. But I thought, you know, it's kind of time for me to step out of this thing. I've got the right people. I've got them in the right seats. And I think I'm just kind of getting in their way at this point. So I go into our leadership meeting that day. And it started out, I was going to, you know, I was like, hey, guys, it's time to start doing this. And don't worry about it. You know, I'm going to ease myself out. Maybe we can do it over the next 60 days. And then that didn't seem too scary for them. And I was like, well, you know, maybe we can do it over the next 30 days, you know. And that didn't seem too awfully scary. And my son, Caleb, he just kind of said, Dad, I think you just need to do this. I don't even know why you're still here. You know, this was the whole plan from the get-go. You've put your team together. What the heck are you still doing here, Dad? You have different dreams and different things that you're wanting to achieve. And I thought, I love that boy. What a, you know what they say. A son's only only as smart as the father that came before him. but anyway, he said that, and I thought, you know, you're damn right. And I walked into that meeting without this plan, but I walked out of it, and I actually literally left for the rest of the day and you know, kind of quit. You know, I was like, okay, I'm not working in the day-to-day anymore. And the beauty is, since I've been gone, the business is running better. The business is doing better with me out of it than it is in it. So I'm playing the role of CEO, so I'm not out of it, but I don't work in the day-to-day. I'm playing that visionary role. I'm the guy that's saying, you know, this is the direction that we're going. Here's the ideas. Here's the principles and the concepts and the core values and the things that we possess. But you guys get to execute on this, you know, vision and on this strategy. And they're just knocking it out of the park. You know, I think I just said it a second ago, but they've already had a couple. They had two of our highest back-to-back profit months since I've stepped out. You know, and I do attribute that to me leaving and them being empowered, because, you know, the truth is I'm just not passionate about being a manager. I've got the skill set. I've done it, and I've been very successful with it. I've done it in my own business. It's what I did before I started my own business. You know, I was in the corporate world, and I was a vice president and a general manager of a region, but I was hands-on as a GM, you know, with that. And I have a skill set to manage, but it's just not my passion. It's just not what I like to do. And because I have busted my ass and because I have put in the work, I've got the privilege and the opportunity to not have to do it anymore. So I've stepped out, and minus that one day a week, the rest of the time I hang out. You know, if you're watching a video, you know, I spent a lot of time in this seat right here. Right now I'm reading books. I'm dreaming. I'm also taking some action, but in the midst of my action taking, I'm trying to figure out what my strategy and tactics are for my vision and my passion, my purpose, and my calling is for my life. Because I know what the calling is. I know what the passion or the purpose is. But I don't know what the tools are necessarily going to be to get me there. So hear me out, NBZ. Here's what's up for, I'm going to speak in the third person. Here's what's up for Bobby Walker in the future. But I'd say from a high level, from a philosophical level, right, I've got a couple of objectives. You know, in my life, you know, before I get to this JNE stuff, just me personally, my same two objectives in my life are going to be, you know, kind of what I'm doing on the JNE side as a professional. But I want to continue to build the life that I want. You know, whenever I lost my job a few years back and I, you know, started my service business overnight, you know, with my son, you know, we did it. That was an amazing, amazing time in my life. And what was so amazing about it was, I don't want to say it was the first time I ever allowed myself to kind of dream or take a chance, because that's not true, but it's the first time I ever did that while believing and relying on myself. There was times in the past when I had taken, you know, my wife and I had made the hard decisions. They were exciting decisions, but they're still tough, where it was like, you know, on a whim, we've literally had decided to move across the country, you know, halfway across the country. And you know, uproot our family and try to, you know, I was going to go and take over this branch that was failing and turn it around, you know. And we decided that, and, you know, I got a phone call on a Friday at 1 in the afternoon one day, and by 4 o'clock that afternoon, my wife and I said, let's do it. And we had never talked about it before. So I'm not saying we've never taken a chance, but it was always with, like, the backing or the support of someone else, of a company, of a business. You know, they were the ones that were paying the bills, and I just had to go perform. So when I lost my job and I did find the courage to go start this business, and my son had the courage to do it with me, and my wife had the courage to trust me on it, that was the first time we were taking a big step, and it was our step. And if that doesn't make sense, I don't know if I know how else to describe that. But if that does make sense to you, leave a comment. Let me know. By the way, side, you know, ADHD, shiny squirrel. Guys, I need some more reviews. I've only got 100 reviews on iTunes. So if you're on iTunes, or I probably have none on Spotify or the other things. Whatever you listen to, if you get value from my show, go leave me a 5-star review. But don't just leave a 5-star. Give me a note. Like, if you will say something to me in the review, I'll read it on the show, okay? That's a deal, I promise you, as long as it's nice. And maybe if it's mean, okay? I might even do it if it's mean. But anyway, we'd taken this step, started our business, and it was so empowering, so liberating, so, I don't know, insert words like empowering and liberating. It was just, it was magical. You know, we were on this ride, and it felt like nothing could stop you. Now, again, I still did deal with the discouragement. Don't get me wrong. I'm kind of, you know, I'm talking with some extremes and some definitives here that aren't necessarily true. But I really felt like, oh my gosh, I can conquer the world now. You know, I sold a window cleaning job for $400. One job. Someone's paying me $400 to clean their windows. I cracked the code. I can do this. And you know, you guys already know the spoiler alerts. You know, we can fast forward, and I've had a great deal of success. And last year, my life fell apart, man. You know, my life fell apart, and it's not logical. And I will talk about it more, you know, because as I've been talking about it on the podcast, it's been mostly kind of interjecting as other people have been sharing their stories. But you know, even going through that pit, I would say, you know, that darkness, you know, that was a brick wall that I ran into. And I'd had this great deal of success. I hit this wall. I feel like the bottom fell out. And I had to rebuild everything. Like, I didn't just, like, you know, with an analogy, I didn't just, like, destroy the four walls and the roof and rebuild them. I had to dig up the foundation. Because my problem, you know, was my foundation was not solid. So I had to rebuild the foundation and replace it. And I replaced it, you know, with self-value and self-worth and self-love. And then I was able to quickly rebuild all the other stuff because I had a lot of great things in my life. And again, this isn't the episode for that. But when I did first come out of it, you know, I was like, man, I wouldn't do that again. You know, everyone always says something like, you know, hey, this was a rough time in life, but I'd go through it again because I'm happy with who I became. That was not my attitude when I was quickly, you know, when I shortly after I came out of that pit. But once I, you know, replaced the foundation and then started building on top of it, it's like I'm really freaking happy with where I'm at. Because where I'm at is not a happiness place, but it's a fulfillment place. You know, the shaky foundation, you know, which was that self-worth thing, it's there, right? And so now that I'm, like, on the other side of this thing, the excitement for what I've got in the future, I don't know how to word this. Let me think for a minute, guys. Mind Up Monday. I'm just being raw with you. I'm just kind of keeping it real. It's not just an excitement thing. You know, I was self-sabotaging my success in the past. And when I say my success, I know everything's relative, but you know what? It's huge success for me. I'm real freaking happy with what I got. But like anytime I would get some traction with something, whether it was in the business, or whether it was with Journey of a New Entrepreneur, you know, if it was J&E, if I had a video that was getting a lot of traction, I'd delete it. It doesn't make sense, but I would. If, you know, if I had a post that was really getting a lot of traction, I'd delete it. You know, an episode or whatever. You know, I'd maybe make it private. And in hindsight, I really think what the reason for that was, I was so afraid to be exposed. I was so afraid to be seen for who I really was. And that's why, you know, fixing that self-value, that self-worth, you know, I ain't worried about that anymore. Because here's the crazy thing. I was already exposed. I'd exposed myself to the world, but not like Homelander from The Boys. And if you don't get that reference, don't go look it up. But I'd already exposed myself, you know. I'd already laid it out there. You know, I'd already made the YouTube videos where I talked about being an over-aggressive, toxic asshole to my son who wanted to quit my business time after time. You know, I had already shared the negatives out there, but for some reason I was afraid that you guys were going to see something that you hated. And it's like, in hindsight, I'm like, man, if you didn't already hate it, there wasn't anything new that was coming. Because, you know, many times to my detriment, it's like, I've kept it real. You know, and that's one thing I can promise you is you may not like me. You may not like what you see on Journey of a New Entrepreneur. You may not like what you see when I'm promoting my events or promoting my courses or promoting that stuff. But what I can promise you is what you see, you know, if you see me on the video or what you hear if you're listening to the audio, it's the same shit you're going to see and hear if you're talking to me in person. Because if I'm one thing, it's pretty consistent, right? I'm pretty authentic, I guess I would say. And I do think that's a good character trait. So, yeah, I'm patting myself on the back on that, but, you know, not too hard. But I was afraid to be exposed, and it's so illogical looking back on it. But I'll tell you this, guys. It feels good to be alive. You know, it feels good to get beyond that. Because I'm not telling you that I don't care what other people think, because I do care what other people think. You know, to some degrees, and it changes based on the context, and it changes based on the person. But even though I do care what some other people may think, and Melody Edwards, I hope you're listening to this. If you're not, and you're a Melody friend, a friend of Melody's, tell her she was mentioned in this podcast. Don't tell her why, so she has to listen to the whole thing. But I was at a mastermind group, and Melody's in my mastermind group. And we're at our group, and this guy, Michael Burnoff, great dude. If you want a good book to read, he's got a book called Average Sucks. Great book. Go read it. It's easy to read. It's pretty short, and it's good stuff. But this guy came, and he presented at our mastermind, which we typically don't do. And I remember Melody spoke up. And, you know, Melody, you know, like most of us do, you know, you know, she was saying, you know, there's some areas of my life I deal with insecurities and there's some areas that I don't, you know, was essentially what she said. And she's like, how do I overcome this here or there? And as she was saying that, I was thinking, yep, I can relate. I can relate to that question. And to fast forward to the end, Burnoff said this. He goes, it's simple. And this isn't going to blow y'all's mind. This is one of those things where I've always had it, you know, I get it in my mind, but you don't get it in your heart, if you know what I mean. And he said, you know, it's simple. He goes, you've got to care so much that you just don't give a shit anymore. You know, you've got to care so much that you don't care anymore. And you probably already know exactly what he means, but I'll unpack that briefly. What it means is this, is first off, I guess before you can care, you've got to know what your calling in life is. You know, you've got to know what your passion is. And at that point I had, you know, I'd figured that out. You know, and he goes, you know, so you got to know what that is. And then he says, you got to care about that so much that nothing else matters. You got to care so much that, you know, if your passion in life, like for me, you know, my thing is I want to make my life what I want it to be. You know, I want to create the life I want. And I want to leave this world a better place than I found it. And I know I'm not going to change the whole world. And here's why I know that is I'm not willing to put in the work or dedication to change the whole world. I'm just not. But I'm willing to put in the work and the dedication to change my world. And I'll tell you, that's the future of my career. You know, Journey of a New Entrepreneur, what Bobby Walker, speaking in the third person here, is going to do is I'm going to find my tribe. Because there's a tribe of people out there. and they're like I used to be. You know, I'm the bitch whisperer. You know, there's a tribe of bitches, just like I was a big old bitch. And to define that, just to remind you, a bitch is someone that won't pursue their goals and dreams because of fear. A bitch is someone that'll blame other people for their lack of success. But that doesn't mean they're bad people. It just means they're a bitch. And I'm the king of bitches. I'm the greatest former bitch there is. So my purpose, my passion, you know, my calling is to find those people, the ones that need my voice, my tribe, because it ain't everybody, but there's some people out there. And I want to be the general that leads on the front lines that says, you know what, guys, welcome to my army. Here's the direction that we're going. There's the battle. Here's what we're going to storm. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to make life what we want, and we're going to leave this place better than we found it. And after my army goes with me and fights a few battles and we win a war or two, I want to see those people leave my army, go be a general of their own, find their own tribe, and keep doing it again. So that one day when I'm dead and gone, when I'm not here anymore, and when I'm forgotten, the ripple effects of what I've done in life will still be felt. I used to want to be remembered. I've probably even got podcast episodes where I talk about that. You know, and the narcissistic portion, you know, that lives inside of me doesn't want to be forgotten. I want to be remembered. But there's going to be some period of time in the future that I'm not. But I sure as shit want the ripple effects of my impact to be felt, specifically the good ones. Specifically, I want, you know, my legacy to help people that were like me, that knew that they were meant for something more. I want my legacy, not my name, but the people that the person that I helped, that helped the other person, that helped the other person, that helped the other person, is helping that person. They don't even know I existed, but I want my legacy to impact that person. I want to be a professional enabler. I want to enable people to get over themselves, to stop being a bitch, to start making the life that they want, and then once they've done that, to start impacting the world that they live in. So a la Michael Burnoff when he was talking to my awesome friend Melody Edwards. I do care so much that I just don't give a shit anymore. I don't care if I offend you. I mean, I care if I offend you if I'm doing it for the sake of offense. But guys, I've got stuff to sell. I've got a course to sell. I've got an event to sell. I'm going to be I am a public speaker, but I'm going to be doing a lot more of that. And I want to make money doing it. And I also want to make a positive impact while I'm out there. And I'm kind of like sushi. I'm really good. I'm very high quality, but I'm just not for everyone. And I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. So that's kind of my future. You know, I want to find my tribe. The guys and the gals that want to hear my voice. The ones that need to hear my voice, the ones that are like I was, I want to be that bitch whisperer. I want to help them get over that chasm, get over that cavern to get to their promised land. And I want them to find their own voice, and I want them to become powerful. And so I'm going to do that in a lot of ways. You know, the tools are going to vary, and the tools will change. You know, the tools can be courses, the tools can be speaking, the tools can be mastermind groups, the tools can be whatever. I don't really care about the tool. I care about the end result. So that's what I'm doing now. That's who I am. That's my thing. That's my passion. My passion, I mean, I love my service business, don't get me wrong. And I am passionate about it. But here's how passionate I am about it, is I found the right people to run that damn thing. I found people that have the passion to do the day-to-day that I don't have. because I wasn't put on this earth to run a service business. I was put on this earth to make a difference. I was put on this earth to lead people. I was put on this earth to create an army and then go kick some ass with it. So, Mind Dump Monday, guys. I hope you've enjoyed it. I got a little more for you. First thing, I'm doing a webinar this Thursday. So, let's see here. What day is that? I got to pull out my phone here. Hold on. Today's the 17th, so Thursday the 20th at 7:20 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm going to do a webinar. I'm going to be talking about seven systems that that you need when you start your business or that you need to restart your business. You know, if you've been stuck. So if you're one of the listeners out there that maybe you have been the bitch, maybe you've been the person that hasn't started because you're just like, you just don't quite know. I want to be sharing this stuff. I'm going to tell you what you need to do. You know, I'm going to tell you, here's the things that you've got to implement in order to get this thing off the ground. It's not hard. It's just some hard work, right? There's not an easy button on this. But I'm going to show you, you know, these are the things that we did, and here's why we had success with them, and here's what you've got to do. I'm going to share some other things as well. And I'm very excited about it. And if you guys want to be a part of that, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to sell some stuff on this webinar. When we get to the end, I'm going to make an offer, and it's going to be a badass offer. And you're a big boy. You're a big girl. If you don't want to buy it, you don't buy it. But don't miss out on the webinar because there's going to be some great content in there for you. You're going to learn a little more about me that you probably haven't known about in the past. It's going to be fun because you know what? I'm a pretty cool dude. I ain't going to lie. I have a lot of fun when I do webinars. You know, I've done them before, and it's a lot of fun for me and for the attendees on it. So check it out. If you guys want to register, I'm going to put a link in the show notes here. So you can click on that link and register. You just put your email in, and it'll get you plugged in. If you you can also go to journeyofanewentrepreneur.com. It's kind of under construction, but you got me on there right now with the Stone Cold Steve Austin t-shirt because I don't know. I just need to get some better photos of myself. But you can go to journeyofanewentrepreneur.com. I just threw a little button at the top. You'll see a little flashing thing that says register for this week's webinar here, and there's just a button. So you just click on that button. That'll take you to the page to register, and then I'll see you guys on Thursday night. And just stay tuned. I got some cool stuff coming. You know, some people I'm talking to out there, you are my tribe. Some of you guys, you're not. That doesn't mean we're not friends. That doesn't mean you can't listen to this show. And it doesn't mean that we can't have fun when we go hang out. But I'm like sushi. I'm just not for everyone. But we can still be friends. But for those of you that are, you know, in that no bitch zone tribe, for those of you that are destined to be the captains of their own ship and that want to leave this world better than they found it, you definitely want to be in it. I'm going to have limited space. I don't have one of these webinar platforms where unlimited people can get on there. So I'd recommend you register sooner than later. And I don't know. How do I end this thing? I'll end it this way. I'm going to give another ask, and then I'm going to give a big thank you. Leave me some reviews for this. If you guys don't mind, you know, I've got the Journey of a New Entrepreneur Facebook page. You can like it and review it. I really would love some help on the podcast here. You know, I'm making a commitment to you guys. I want to be cranking up my content. I'm going to keep doing the interviews. I'm also going to be dropping some just solo stuff on here, just sharing my mind, sharing my heart. And those reviews help me out a lot. So leave me a 5-star review or a 1-star. I won't accept anything in between. If you're a bitch, you'd leave a 2, 3, or 4-star. But I'll take a 1. If you don't like it, I'll take a 5. 2s to 4s, you can go jump off of a cliff. Have some conviction in your life. But go review that thing for me. Let me know what you think of it. I'll read your review online. And if you do review it, make sure you might, you know, send me a message or a comment on Facebook because I don't get notifications. So I'll check it from time to time, but I don't always get a notification. But that's my ask. And here's my thank you. First off, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for watching. I really appreciate it. It's this has been a fun ride. Big thank you to all of you that whenever I came back, I mean, I can't even tell you how many of you guys reached out to me directly and also publicly online and all this stuff, just saying, Bobby, it's just great to have you back. It's good to hear your voice. I don't want to say it. That had such a positive... I don't have the words to say it. So I'm just going to say it just had such a positive, healthy impact on me. And I really appreciate you for that. And whether you're my tribe or not, because I like the other tribes too. I'm just not that tribe leader, right? I'm the no bitch zone tribe leader, you know. But whether you're in mine or whether you're in someone else's, I just want to say thanks for making the world better than you found it. I know that's the people that listen to this show. And I'm really, really proud to be a part of this community. So thank you guys for listening. This is the first of many Mind Up Mondays to come. And remember, guys, if you're not doing the things that you want to be doing in life, you better have a damn good reason for it. But if you're not pursuing those things, there's no good reason for it. Peace out.